now to a selection of news articles from around the world. From the ocean predator terrifying great white sharks to China's hottest app. Here are some of the stories that caught our eyes this month.
Artificial plant transforms carbon dioxide into fuel. Europe. Something big just happened in a European laboratory. Something that could offer the world a source of cheap, sustainable fuel while reducing levels of carbon dioxide, CO2, in the air. For decades, scientists have been trying to mimic photosynthesis. This is the process by which green plants absorb carbon dioxide and water from the air and turn them into sugars using energy from the sun. Solar panels can already convert sunlight into electricity, but what researchers have now accomplished is very different, using the sun to turn carbon dioxide into oxygen and a fuel, ethylene. This opens up the possibility of a future in which the carbon dioxide we produce by burning fuel can be turned back into fuel in a closed ecological cycle powered by the sun. The scientist's technique uses a basic solar cell to power a chemical reaction that they say is more efficient than natural photosynthesis. Plants can only transform 1% or less of the sun's energy into sugars, whereas the new system transforms 2.3% of solar energy into useful chemicals and fuels. What's more, in contrast to earlier attempts to build artificial photosynthesis devices, which used rare or expensive metals, this new process uses cheap, earth-abundant metals, says research leader Victor Mugel of the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. Sounds too good to be true? Time will tell.
Orcas kill for foie gras, America. The great white shark has a scary reputation as a predator, but there is another ocean predator that terrifies them, orcas, or killer whales. Biologists monitoring a popular hunting ground for great whites off the coast of California found that whenever a group of orcas arrived, the sharks would suddenly disappear, often not returning until the following year. Why do the sharks abruptly leave? The reason, the scientists discovered, is that orcas have developed a taste for the shark's calorie-rich liver, which they extract with surgical precision. They bite their victims near their pectoral fins and squeeze their livers out the wounds, like toothpaste.
Urban cowboy, UK. An ex-drug dealer is teaching inner-city kids how to ride and care for horses, convinced it will keep them away from a life of crime. Freedom Zampalatis, known as the Urban Cowboy, started his Urban Equestrian Academy in the countryside outside his hometown of Leicester, England, in 2016. A troubled kid, Freedom developed a passion for horses after helping out at his uncle's racing yard in Antigua when he was 14. His academy now has 80 riders, aged 6 to 12, many of whom are living below the poverty line. Mohammed, 12, told the Daily Mail, he counts the days to lessons. It has changed my life. Everything is better now.
Billionaire's gift to students, USA. The 2019 graduating class at Morehouse College in Atlanta, a historically black all-male college, reacted with joy during a commencement speech after hearing the speaker say that he would pay off their student loans. Robert F. Smith, a technology investor listed by Forbes magazine as the richest black person in America, made his gift to ensure we all have the opportunities of the American dream. Student debt has rocketed in the USA and will probably be a major issue in the 2020 presidential elections. US students who graduated in 2017 had, on average, $28,650 of debt.
China's hottest app. Study the Great Nation, an app that teaches China's citizens about their leader, has become the country's hottest app. Users earn points by keeping up to date with President Xi Jinping and his Communist Party via articles, videos, and quizzes. Tens of millions of Chinese students, civil servants, and workers are now using the app, often under pressure from the government. Party members are required to use it daily, and there have been reports of public shaming sessions or criticism for civil servants and students whose marks are too low.
San Francisco says no to facial recognition, USA. San Francisco, one of the most tech-friendly cities in the world, is now the first to ban its government agencies, including police, from using facial recognition technology. Many people believe that the technology poses a threat to civil liberties, though critics of the ban say that it will hinder crime fighting and put citizens at risk.